Coach, how does it feel to go up now 3-2, back home?
It certainly feels better than going home. Down 2-3. I thought that we withstood the early barrage of energy that they had, and the crowd was into it. End of the quarter, we're down 2. We even had to lead a couple of times, and then second quarter, we took control of the game with our defense, and we played with that for the rest of the game. I thought in the fourth quarter, when Mark got his fifth foul, Zach took over and carried us with some big plays. Mark had taken over in the third quarter and carried us, and then Tayshaun hit a couple of big shots. Another big play was at the end of the third quarter when we got the layup with 4 seconds to go. And the rebounding leader won the game. We only had 7 turnovers. We played the way we've been playing the last few games.
Isaac? Coach, you mentioned the turnovers. The Clippers led the league in forced turnovers during the regular season. You had, as you said, 7, none in the fourth quarter tonight. What's been the key to cutting down on the turnovers both tonight and throughout the series?
Well, we've been taking care of the ball because we're moving the ball. We have good pace on offense, and we've been very focused. I thought early in the game our focus wasn't good, and then we picked it up real quick, and we got into the game, and we were engaged, and we were alert. We gave them some easy stuff defensively, but as the game wore on, we started taking more and more stuff away. And, Chris Paul, the great player he is, he came out tonight with the mindset, I'm going to win this game for us, and he did a heck of a job for him, and we were fortunate to get out here with a win.
Coach, when Zach plays like this, how often can you actually lose? He was almost unstoppable, wasn't he?
Well, I thought he and Mark both, Mark in the third quarter and Zach in the fourth quarter. And, we've been fortunate. I've been fortunate as a coach to have 2 premier post players. And we can go inside. They both can play outside. Both of them can pass the ball. And, it's a luxury that not many coaches have, and I'm thankful for that.
Dan Wyke, Orange County Register. Do you feel like over these last 3 games that you've been able to really dictate and play the way you guys want to play and kind of force them into your game?
I don't know if that's our game. We scored 100-something points in a couple of games, and all we've been able to get...
Keep them off the break, slow the game down, the ball inside, and
I think in playoff basketball, everybody's concentrating on getting back on defense, and, it's just the effort of everybody. I thought there was about 4 or 5 times in the fourth quarter where they had opportunities, and we sprinted back and forced them and leveled them off to where they had to run a play. And during the regular season, maybe the guys don't spend that energy, and they score.
Second row, Coach. When Zach does take over like that in the fourth quarter, is that a conversation, or is that something that he takes upon himself to do?
It's just the team knows it and feels it. He feels it. It's not a conversation. We running pick and rolls and different things, and nothing's working. Throw the ball in the post. And fortunately, Zach had it going, like I said, in the fourth quarter, and Mark got it going in the third quarter. And again, Mike Conley's played outstanding. He got to the free throw line. And, our whole team played at a level that we could be proud of today. But it's just today. There's 2 more games left in this series if we don't take care of business at home. So we have to come out and play the way we played these 3 victories and not the way we played in the 2 losses.
I'm curious the mindset as a coach going into a game 6. This is I assume you considered your game 7 at home, and how would that be different from last year? Well, you certainly don't want to have to come back if you don't.
Well, you don't want to have to come back, but you got to go play, and you got to do the things that you did to get you to this point. And that's the only thing I tell the players. It's the same thing I told them when we went home. We're down 0-2. We have to do the things that we've done all year long to win, and if we do those things as well as we can, and we don't win, you pat them on the butt. But we went home, won 2 games. We came out here, we played just as well, and we won 3 games. Now we have to go home and try to win a 4th game.
I know you got on Mark apparently at halftime in the last game to kind of be more assertive in the second half. Is that something that he just kind of carried over into this? I mean, you went to him on the block maybe in the first 5 possessions in a row.
I think we took Zach out of the game, and he was just in the game by himself. Usually when he's in the game by himself, he's more assertive. When he and Zach are in the game together, he tends to defer to Zach and plays the facilitator role. But, he's rebounded, he's scored, he's done it all, and the 2 big guys have carried us, and our perimeter defense has been good, and our pick-and-roll defense has been adequate.
Question, please. Right over here.
Coach, obviously your big guys did a lot, but Tayshaun hit a number of big shots when the Clippers were making pushes. Can you talk about perhaps his championship experience and his composure in those moments?
I don't think that had anything to do with him making shots. I just think that our whole team made big plays, but he did make big shots. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just saying that you can have a lot of championship experience and poise, but you still have to go out there and execute. And I thought they made a hard run at us in the fourth quarter. We matched everything basket for basket, and eventually, you know, we outscored them 30-28, and that's not like us. But they were making great plays. We make great plays, and we had the lead, so it benefited us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.